listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
You're listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, welcome to the ISO, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot. Well, the playoffs are done, and now it is time for Nationals, and I got an opportunity to talk to your ACAC women's champions, the women of Troy, the State Trojans. I got a chance to talk to their coaches, their players, an opportunity to talk about the excitement of being a champion, talk about the roles they played, overcoming injuries for some of these players, getting accustomed to new teammates, getting accustomed to a new coaching staff, what has been a fantastic year for the State Trojans, only losing one time in ACAC play, having a tough battle in the semifinals versus Briarcrest to beat their rivals of the St. Mary's Lightning to become ACAC champions. So without any further ado, let's get in to all these fantastic interviews with your 2025 ACAC champions, the women of Troy, the State Trojans. All right, I'm here with Steve Schultz, Coach of the Year, Steve Schultz, and Sonny Midhouse, the coaches for your ACAC 2025 champions. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
What are the vibes right now?
Vibes are really good. The girls are motivated. They're excited to have this opportunity, but they also know that we are focused on bringing home a national championship to go along with the ACAC championship. So we're in good spirits and we're ready to play basketball.
Sonny, for you, this is the first championship for the state team you've been a part of. How does it feel for you getting the first championship as a coach?
It feels great. I believe it's been 15 years since state women have won a championship. So we set out early goals. I think last April we were already talking about a championship. We knew we had the squad to do it, the coaching staff to do it, the support to do it. So it feels amazing. It feels amazing to get the job done.
And then for you, Steve, no, you're no stranger to this. You won one back here at States with St. Mary's. How did the two differ from each other?
Well, that the one at St. Mary's, I had started there with that group. We had made two championships previous and got silver. So it was a nice process that we built it together. And finally, in our fourth year, we won the championship. This one is amazing because the group of girls that we have are fantastic. I've enjoyed the 7 months we've spent together on this journey. Obviously, this is a big school, well-known, so getting a championship, first championship in 15 years feels pretty good. Obviously, feels great for me, my first year here. It's a great way to start at State as part of the Trojan program, and hopefully we can get some more.
What's the biggest differences for your first year now here at State compared to St. Mary's?
Obviously, having a gym on campus is significant. Being on a campus with 20,000 students, having that campus feel is big. Obviously, the finances are different at a bigger school. Just more opportunity for me to offer some of the athletes scholarship money that I didn't have available at the other school. The atmosphere is really cool, and everyone, when you walk around with this state logo, everyone knows who the Trojans are, so it's kind of cool to be part of that.
When you guys came here, you started your game plan out being the first year here. Obviously, they had the long legacy of the men winning multiple championships, and now you guys have kind of flipped the tide here. Now this is the women's basketball school known for winning. When you started off and you guys first got the job here, you obviously brought in some good transfers here, had some already seniors that already played here. What was the initial plan and the groundwork from when you guys started here?
Well, we knew, like, talking once we got the opportunity that the pieces were already here. Like, we really liked the state team that was here. We knew that we could do a lot with that group if we could just kind of fill some other spots. Obviously, we got lucky getting Katana. Jada came from St. Mary's with us. Joy came. Kenesha came. Lauren came back. Once we built our roster, we knew that this was it was a special team. You don't often get a team like this. I would confidently say our starting lineup is a U Sport lineup. Like they could compete with a lot of teams at the U Sport level, and that doesn't happen often. So while we were enjoying the ride, we also knew that there was the pressure of, okay, we have this roster built, now we got to do something with it.
And talk about the championship game really quickly here. Obviously, St. Mary's gave you a little bit of a punch in the face, but then you guys ran away with the big victory. Kind of talk about the ups and downs of emotions to a big timeout you called when you guys started to have the run that you did that eventually won the game for you.
I think the night before Briarcrest game, kind of had to pull it out of the fire. I think that kind of was our springboard to the next game. We woke up the next morning and we were all confident that we could win the gold medal. We had a great practice that morning prepping for the game. We knew what their strengths were, and our goal was to take them away. And after the first quarter, we did that. And the girls executed to perfection. And just, you know, you as coaches are always talking, when everything clicks, that game is going to be amazing. Well, everything clicked in that gold medal game, and that end result was a pretty convincing victory for the girls. So.
And now moving to nationals, game plan stays the same, I'm assuming.
Game plan stays the same. We have a very similar first round match that we had at the ACAC championships. But you know, our focus is one game at a time. You can't overlook a team. The eight teams are there for a reason. All eight teams want a championship. We're all 0-0. No one's won, no one's lost, so our focus is exactly the same. And you know, that was one thing I think at the ACAC playoffs. The focus of the girls was great, and they knew each game. They played each game with urgency.
Absolutely. Any last comments, Sonny?
No. We're just excited to go to nationals and three more games, one game at a time.
Yeah.
We're confident.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm here with Brooke Baker, Brookie B, Brooklyn Baker. We've gone to all the different things on the broadcast this year. Coming to your senior season, you came back here. Right now, first of all, just the basic question, how are you feeling right now?
Pretty good. Pretty happy that in my last year I was able to get to that gold medal game, win it, and then off to nationals. So, pretty happy.
How did the playoffs feel game by game?
I mean, that first game, my mentality was we just had to get our job, like, do our job. Second game was more of a grind. I don't want to feel that kind of stress ever again. But once we got to that gold medal game, it was easy.
Coming back this season, kind of talk about maybe the differences you had from the team last year, because the talent was there. Mm-hmm. You guys just at times just couldn't seem to get it together. What was the difference between the team last year and now the team this year?
Well, I think it was our team dynamic, because yes, we had talented players. I don't think we were used as well as we could have with everybody. Our roles were hard to distinguish, and our chemistry wasn't as strong as it is this year.
And then you guys really picked it up defensively this year. I talked mm-hmm. to you when you had a player of the game beforehand about playing on both sides of the ball, but kind of talk about your defensive intensity. You guys all share in that together.
Uh-huh. I mean, State for years has been known as a defensive team, so just keeping that throughout the season and taking that to heart and talking on defense, being there for each other on defense, and really just being a unit.
And then talk about having Steve as a coach this year. What has he meant to you as having him as a coach for your final year?
Oh, it's been so refreshing to have someone who is there for you, there for the team, dedicates all of his extra time. I've heard that he had a bad rep at the other school, but I think everything that they've said is just not true based on how he's been with us for this season.
And then how are you feeling about nationals coming ahead? Early flight. Yeah. Obviously, that part you're not looking forward to, but no. How are you feeling about playing on the national stage?
I'm stoked, honestly, because I think, yes, we've won our gold medal in our Alberta conference, but I think we have a legitimate chance in the national conference. So just to lock down, do our job, and play some good ball is exciting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
All right, I'm here joined by Ava Curl, a.k.a. Spicy Pea, Spicy Peanut. One of the best defensive players, if not the best defensive player in the ACAC, Ava, a champion.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Really good. Loving it. Loving life.
What's that first thought when you when the buzzer goes and you know that you're an ACAC champion?
It just felt so surreal. Just from where we first came to now this year. Like, I've been at State my all 4 years so far. So just from being in the Final Four in my first year to now being in the top team, it's just been so exciting, so surreal. Still not over the fact that we are number one, which is so awesome.
Yeah, and talk about that game too. You guys get down a little bit early. St. Mary's comes and kind of punches you guys in the face, but you come back and win big. Kind of talk about the ups and downs of that game.
When we played Mary the first time, we knew it would be a hard game. But as the second time we played them, we knew we were the better team. We just knew we had to lock in. So when we played them in finals, we already knew that we had to stop their big three players, and we adapted to that. We shut them down, and just from that, it was easy breezy.
Was there a specific game this year when you kind of said, yeah, this team has an opportunity to go all the way?
Oh, first game. For sure.
Yeah.
So only a few of us have played together for the last couple of years, but with the new people that came this year, we already got along so well within the first couple of weeks of preseason and Vancouver in the preseason. I just knew that we were going to have so much fun this year and we were going to be a great, great team. So, yeah, just from the get-go, I knew we had such a great shot.
Defensively, one of the best defensive players in the ACAC. What is your, you know, mentality when you get on that floor defensively?
I just know we have a saying that we are game changers, like coming off the bench. We're game changers, so I know that when I come off, I know I have a job. Like, we already have so many scorers, so I just know that I am there to, like, turn up the intensity and bring on the defense and get stops. So, yeah.
And then my last question, what's the thing you've looked forward to outside of the championship this year? What are you looking forward to at Nationals?
I'm excited for the experience. I've never been to New Brunswick. A lot of us have never been to Nationals. I don't think any of us have been to Nationals, so I'm just really excited to experience it all with this team.
And then for the season, other than the championship, what was your favorite moment? Just being with everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could definitely tell these are going to be like some of my long, long time friends. And I'm just so excited to see everyone grow up. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. All right. I'm joined by Joy Victor and Vlada Hozalova. First off, I'm going to go to you, Joy, because like I said, you don't always get the love you have in the starting lineup. But every time you come off that bench, you could be in a starting lineup. And half of these most of these ACAC teams, some Canada West teams, you bring that energy off the bench. I'm sure you take a lot of pride in that.
I appreciate that. No, I just make sure to do my job. You know, every time they call my name, I'm like, okay, time to make a change. And I just got to do what they tell me to do. Roll. That's my role. Get on, make a change. And that's what I try to do.
What drew you to State to come here for this year?
Honestly, I feel like this team had like the best we were stacked. I was like, why would I go to any other team? Look at the people we have. Amir, Katana, Vlada. You know what I mean? So I was like, there's no other team I'd know that I'd make it this far with. And we won championships, so it turned out well.
And then Vlada, for you, you joined the team mid-season. What made you want to be a Trojan?
Yeah, I joined the team at mid-season, but actually I started work with them like since fall, I guess. Yeah. And I was like, since like first game, and I was like on the bench and I cheer for them, and like I really like coach and the whole coaching stuff, and the team is awesome because I feel like we have like such a great chemistry.
Honestly.
And we like play like one mechanism, and we just like add something like special to each other, and we play as a team, so that's the key.
Obviously, the first time I've seen you from playing at U of L as the Dinos broadcaster, but the first time I saw you with the Trojans team was at the alumni game. Was that kind of the first time you got to kind of be with everyone to kind of get a feel for the offense and like a game simulation?
Yeah, I think so, because that was like first, a little bit kind of like official where we can just like touch each other and like play with each other. It was fun.
And then what is that first game as a Trojan? What did that feel like? Because obviously you came out, you're raining threes.
Oh, my God. That was one of the best game ever. My brother came to Canada. I haven't seen him like for 3 years. And that was like something special to me. And also the whole team was cheering for me. They were so excited before the game. And I was just like on fire. I just dropped four or five threes.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
That was one of the things I was going to bring up. You've had fantastic family support.
Yeah.
They always have the big signs there. I know me as a broadcaster, that's one of the things when I know that someone is from overseas or from somewhere else, I want to make sure I can echo to them. So it was really cool to see your family was here. What does your family mean and that support mean?
Thank you.
On the camera too. At the championship game with the signs that are always there for you.
Yeah, actually just like so many friends came like from Lethbridge to support me here. Like my brother flew just like from Germany here and a couple friends from Calgary. So they're always like happy to watch my game and the whole team, and Trojans was on fire that game. And we beat like Ambrose or Olds by 60. Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was great. Yeah. The energy was awesome.
Yeah, well, do you guys prefer playing at the Jack or playing in the bubble here right now?
I prefer our bubble because we practice in here like every day, right? And it's a home game. Yeah. Like home.
This is home.
It's home gym. Yeah. Yeah. Home gym. And like we just like playing here.
And you get the atmosphere too, right? That kind of tighter feel in there where the jack is so open, right?
Yeah. And also just added our. Well, like our new gym in 2026 is it coming, right?
Yeah,
2026 summit actually.
Yeah. It's and also, like all of our fans, like know that here's our home, and they show up more.
Yeah, for you, you've played obviously in the Canada West, now ACAC, and then obviously Canadian to European style. Mm. What are kind of the different things you've seen from all the different styles?
I would say U-Sport, it's a little bit like higher level for sure, because there is like the team who has like bigger size players and like maybe like not better IQ, but like they play probably a little bit better level.
Faster,
more plays, more games, more actions, like but here like not a bad level too, and I'm glad that our team we're not trying to play like the level like other team. We just like play our game.
Exactly.
So we don't need like to compare to others. We just like know what we're capable of and we just like play our game.
And then for the championship, we'll start with you, Joy. Kind of what was that first feeling as you know you're going to be an ACAC champion?
Honestly, I think the first feeling came when I saw we were like up by 20.
Yeah, so how do you kind of hold that in a little bit and just like try not to like get too excited there?
I mean, I wasn't really trying. You should ask the people on the bench.
Oh, I saw. I'm trying to be the diplomatic journalist.
Oh, if you saw, well, you know, because they were trying to hold me back. Joy, don't go on the court. I'm like, I know, but I can't contain myself. No, it was wild to have such a great game for the final and be blowing out a team that is a great team. It was mesmerizing. I turned to my teammate. I was like, this is crazy. Like, we took a moment to just suck it all in. It was wild.
For me, actually, final, that was, like, the best ever game, like, literally, in my life. Because, like, we played great offense. We played fantastic defense. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, we were, like, as one team, and we just, like, ran. We just kept going.
You felt it, for sure.
Yeah.
And my final question for you guys, how has it been being coached by Steve Schultz?
Fantastic coach. We love them. Everything is great.
No, it's, you know, it's a great feeling for me because, you know, like, he was my first coach when I came to Canada, you know, and to come back and for him to be even better than he was before, to see a coach even, you know, normally it's like players level up, but coaches, they level up too. And you saw that for sure. As you can see, you know, he equipped himself with people around him that could basically where he falls short, they pick up, and that was awesome to see.
The way how he balanced, like, how to motivate the team and how to push us, it's fantastic. Because he knew exactly, like, where to push us, like, at the moment and where we have to slow down.
Yep.
Or at the same time, he knows, like, what to say each other to just keep going, like, the work that we're doing.
And my last question for both of you, what's your favorite thing been about Canada?
Favorite thing about living in Canada is definitely the community, the people.
Not the weather.
You know that's what was on my mind. You know.
You've actually been a good winner.
What do you think about it?
Like, I come from the islands, you know what I mean? So this is really different for me. But it's been about 5-6 years on and off, so I'm getting there. But I know you don't really get accustomed to the cold.
No, I remember when I was in Texas in February, and I had shorts on, and they thought I was crazy. I'm like, oh, it's not that bad.
No, definitely not that. No, that's not that bad at all.
Same. I don't know. People are great here, and I don't know. I love every single moment in Canada. Definitely I just enjoy my life. Yeah.
We're happy to have both of you, and congratulations on being champions.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. I am here with Kyler Varga. Kyler, who loves being interviewed. Kyler, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. You are a champion. Talk about that.
Honestly, we did what we had to do. In that broadcast game, it really tested us in our sense of being able to push back. We were down, I think, pretty much the whole game until the last 2 minutes. And we just decided, all right, defense. Like, that's what got us there, so why not just do it? And then coming into the St. Mary's game, we knew what we were going to expect. So,
kind of talk about your, last two seasons here. Last year was taken away from you. You come back. You had a little bit of a scare. I think it was in the first game of the season. Second game of the season here.
With against Olds, I think.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, when you have an injury, you're always going to be a little bit scared to kind of land on it again. But kind of talk about last season getting taken away from you and now kind of having the full force here of getting to the top of the mountain from being from the bottom of the mountain.
Honestly, probably like the injury, yes, sucked for sure. But I think it was also a blessing in disguise. I think that I was kind of the same player throughout everywhere. So I think that like my injury allowed me to work on my skill, allowed me to work on my mental game a little bit more. And just like, okay, what does my team need for me to do? And I think coming back this year, it was like, okay, we have all the pieces. Like genuinely have Anir, we have Brooke, we have Kit, we had our post, we had everybody. So like coming into this year, I was like, okay, what's my role? Okay, I'm going to be a point guard. What do I do? Can I score still the same way? Can I play the same way? And I was just like, all right, defense. Like in the championship game, I was like, I don't need to score. We have so many scores. Let me just play defense and lock it up for my team.
Yeah, because primarily you were a starter here. Obviously, some new pieces come in. And you kind of go to the bench. Yeah. But much like Joy and Ava and others, you took a major pride in that because, honestly, you could probably start for most of the ACAC or Canada West schools. But you took the pride in the play off the bench.
I think it's kind of good coming off the bench sometimes. You can get a feel for the game in a sense of like, okay, this is what this player's tendencies do. Because obviously you have a scout and everything, but that doesn't always tell what a player's going to do.
Yeah.
So being able to just have this game like nerves calm down and watch what, okay, so this is what my team needs right now. I can go on the court and do that for my team.
Yeah, and talk about your pride on the defensive side because you really do play with a lot of pride on the defensive side.
I think it's like if someone beats me, it hurts my feelings. Yeah, I'm like, dang. I'm like, dang, really? So for that, it's just like more of an ego thing. I'm like, you're not beating me. Like, it's not happening. I'm not going to let it happen twice.
And then you can, you know, on the bench, I think the two biggest cheerleaders on the bench are probably you and Joy at times.
Probably,
you can definitely hear, you know, especially during the defensive chant. But kind of just talk about that extra layer when you're on the bench and cheering on your team.
I think it just like locks us all in. Like, yeah. If we're down, like, I'm a person who feeds off energy. If my bench is dead, I'm very dead on the court. So I know that if I'm loud on the bench, my teammates will be loud for me as well. And I think, like, if you're on the court and your team's cheering for you, even if those little, you know, a turnover or you played really good defense, it just encourages you and makes you want to do more.
And then kind of just talk about when the championship locked in, the thoughts that were going through your head.
The championship game. I was just excited. I didn't even know what to feel. I was just in the moment, like, I think why we played as good as we did is because we didn't worry about what was at stake.
Yeah.
And I think that's what was our biggest success. Like, we didn't have any pressure on us. Like, we were just like, let's just play basketball. At the end of the day, like, we've worked this hard to get here. Like, number one, like, we know what we can do. Let's just show them who we are.
And you did that.
And we did that.
Being a champion. Proud of Arga. All right. I am here with ACAC champion, ACAC All-Star, Anir Wall. Anir, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Talk about the vibes right now.
They're great.
Yeah.
I'm on a high right now.
Yeah. So talk about that moment when you found out you were a champion.
It was amazing. It was kind of, I kind of thought like, finally, did it.
You've played in a bunch of different levels. You had some breaks in between. For say, you played for your national team.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of talk about how those two things compared, playing for your national team and then having this championship.
I think it just gave me experience and confidence
because
playing at all those different levels kind of showed me that I am good enough to play anywhere with anyone. So just having that confidence in coming into any and every game helped me a lot.
Talk about coming back to State this year and playing under Steve and what Steve did for your game personally.
He just like gave me the freedom to do what I do most, the best, you know? Like gave me the freedom to either bring up the ball, shoot the middies, tack to the basket, shoot the threes, whatever I want. Because he knows all at the end of the day, I'm a good all-around player. And he believed in me more than any other coach has, honestly.
Yeah, there was, you know, we had a retirement ceremony for you last year. We weren't sure if you guys were going to come back. What locked you in to come back this season?
Steve, and just like his mentality, like, is what really brought me back. He was like, I want to win, and I think we can win with you. And I believe it so much that, like, I need you. Like, I need you to win this. So I was like, you know what? I need to win. I want to win, so I'll come back.
And what was the moment? When did you know? And obviously, you had the big lead, but was there a moment when you looked at the clock and was like, man, I'm about to be a champion?
Well, I kind of knew in the third when St. Mary's was all mad. And I was like, oh, okay, I think we got him. Start fouling us and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, I think we just did it.
And a lot of talk about that Briarcrest game. You guys were down. A lot of adversity in that one.
Yeah.
Was that a game that you thought tested you guys the most this
year? For sure. It showed us that we need to really, like, lock up on defense and play disciplined. And we really showed up because everybody, we looked at each other and we're like, we're not losing this game. Mm-hmm. Even down 10, down 15, we're like, we're not losing this game no matter what.
Is a game like that, or is there another game this season that happened that helped you become a champion and then will help you guys going forward to Nationals?
Probably the first St. Mary's game we played during the season, because they really tested us. And I think that really helped us, because we didn't really get tested before until that game.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously now your ACAC part of your career is done, ended as a champion, mm-hmm. the way you wanted it to end. Now going to these Nationals, what was your favorite part about being a Trojan? Because obviously, I think the people don't know, you've done a lot of stuff for the Trojans, mm-hmm. right? You've worked on the scoreboard, you've worked in game operations, so you've put a lot of heart and soul into being a Trojan.
Mm-hmm. I feel like probably the best thing about being a Trojan is all of the players that I met here. Like, we had some great players come through here that I've played with, yeah. luckily. And yeah, it's been amazing, honestly.
So then I'm going to give you the tough question here, the last question. Name your, and I know it's going to be hard to leave people off, your favorite teammate starting five. You don't want to do it, you don't have to, but if you have a favorite teammate starting five.
I'd say Skylar McDonald, mm-hmm. Lauren Bailey, Brooke Baker. I like playing with Katana Sparks.
Yeah.
She's tough. Yeah. One more?
Yeah. You can put yourself in there.
Oh yeah, me.
There you go.
Me.
There you go.
We'll make
well,
it easy.
Best of luck going to Nationals.
Thank you.
And walking away with one more title before you say goodbye to this part of your playing career.
Yeah.
We know there's a lot more for in sure. the future for you, but it's been an honor to watch you play, and best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
So there you have it. Some fantastic interviews with the players and coaches of your 2025 ACAC champions, the Women of Troy, the SAIT Trojans. They are off to play this coming Wednesday against the St. Thomas Tommies at 6 p.m. Atlantic time for the third matchup of the quarterfinals. So make sure you check out that and see if the women can go forward taking their ACAC championship into a CCA championship like the St. Trojans men did just a few years ago. So we'll all be tuned there. You can catch all the updates on this on the ISO. And until then, folks, cheers and enjoy the Navy.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.